You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Darren was the first one in. What are you doing today, Darren?
I just dropped the two kids off at daycare and into the office.
Heading to the office.
You know, you sound exhausted, buddy. You sound exhausted.
Really sleepy.
Might be tied into having two kids.
Yeah. I would say my highlight of the weekend was like a two-hour nap I was able to squeeze in on Saturday.
Well done, sir. Well done. Just leave Daddy alone. Daddy needs some night-night time.
Just turn a fan on for some white noise, close the door, and drift away. Good for you. Are you ready to play some Rattle Off with your boys in the morning?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Your letter, Darren, is the letter T, as in terrific. T as in Tom. T. In 10 seconds, buddy, we need five bands or artists whose name begins with T. A band or an artist whose name begins with T. 10 seconds. Ready? And go.
The Rolling Stones.
Bummer, buddy. Not good. That was good.
And the one you had was a The. Would we have counted The?
The Rolling Stones? I think so.
The Jackson 5. I don't think that's in the spirit.
No, like give me a Tim McGraw or Train.
Train.
I was going to have some others with using the, and then I kind of went.
You froze up. You're like, they're not going to accept these at all.
I don't think I would have felt too good. Just
21 Pilots.
You would have felt dirty, right?
Yeah.
So, listen, you're a good sport. Thank you for listening, and thanks for calling, buddy. Hope you have a great Monday.
You too.
Bye, Darren.
Right, thank
poor
you
Darren.
Much. He's worn out, man. He's worn out. When the highlight of your weekend is a nap to get away from your kids.
Yeah, he needs a life.
You're worn out. Hello, Sarah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So go ahead. Tell us the highlight of your weekend.
The highlight of my weekend was playing with puppies.
Oh, little puppies. Why were you playing with puppies?
Yes. I'm hoping to get one.
Oh, really?
So you were like giving them a test drive? Is that it? You were playing with them
pretty much,
which one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Which one are you leaning toward?
Yeah.
Well, they're all golden doodle puppies.
Oh, God.
And there's this little black one that's pretty darling.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
I got to tell you, when I sent out the... did you see the... I don't know if it's Instagram, TikTok, something, Jeremy. Did you see the video over the weekend of the dog playing catch with itself with this little device that throws the tennis ball for it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I
put it in the Mindbender Club mailer that's going out today. I'm a cat person, and even I was watching this video of this puppy.
Pretty cute.
Just going, oh, my God, the dog is bouncing up and down in excitement waiting for the tennis ball.
Let's go.
And I was like, oh, my God, that's
pretty
adorable.
Cute. You get your little doodle poodle or whatever you're getting to do that.
Do you have a name picked out?
No, I have a couple ideas, but...
Bounce them off.
Run them by us.
Come on.
We'll vote on them.
What are they?
Run the names by us.
Okay, one is Oslo.
Oslo sounds a little too close to A-hole, but go ahead.
And Jeremy knows about A-holes.
Mm-hmm.
Oslo, okay.
What's the other one?
Porter.
I like Porter.
I like Oslo.
Well, you got to pick a third one.
Oh, boy. I don't have a third one in mind yet.
Porter's, what's Porter based off of?
The beer.
See, I like that.
But I like Oslo because it's Norwegian.
Oslo.
What's the connection with Oslo?
Because it's one of my favorite cities I've been to.
Okay.
I'm jealous that you've been there. I have not been to Norway, and I want to go.
Can you combine them? Like Poslo? See, because it's a P, and it sounds like pause.
Or order. Order.
Order. I like Poslo. You can combine both of them.
Great. Done.
Go buy the dog. How much is it?
That was easy. Too much.
How much?
A lot.
Tell us.
I cannot.
Oh, it's $1,000,
right? You can tell
us. Is it $1,000 dog?
It's more.
More?
Yeah. Those doodles.
Ah, the doodles. Can't you just get a normal dog?
I'm allergic. Oh, so I have no choice.
You got a specialty.
Now, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You've got to tell us the price tag. I'll tell you what Gretchen paid for Niles the Weirdo if you tell me what you're going to pay for this dog.
And I'll tell you what I paid for Goldie. Go ahead.
$1,500.
Niles the Weirdo was a $1,000 cat.
My dog was a rescue, and I think she was like $25 or something.
How much?
I would rescue like 50, if I could.
$50? I don't remember. It was really
50
low.
$50?
It was a rescue.
You know, Sarah, you cannot put a price tag on joy and happiness.
Cut it off at about 100.
You can cap the joy, is that what
Capping
you're saying?
Capping the joy. Well, good luck with little Pazlo. You're going to love him.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not on board with that combination of names.
I'll keep thinking.
Pazlo. It's perfect.
That's so trite that you put Pazlo in the name. It's
it
like,
just happened to
on.
Be that. I wasn't going for that on purpose. It just happened to work out that way.
I know, but you just spelled it yourself. I mean, you got that right
just
there.
Debbie wrote in on our text line. She says, Pazlo. Go with Pazlo.
That's an automatic. If you put pause in the name.
Don't let Dom sway you. He hates dogs.
But I like the name Oslo.
All right. Okay.
Pazlo. You ready to play Rattle Off, Sarah?
Goldie was $250, says my wife. It was more than $50.
Oh,
$250.
$250.
$250. I didn't write the check. Or swipe
10
the
seconds, Sarah. 10 seconds. We need the names of five, not video games, but video game systems.
Come on now.
Five video game systems.
Easy. Think about
ready,
it.
Ready and go.
GameCube, Nintendo, PS3, Wii, and.
Oh, you got four! You could have said.
How about an Atari?
PS4, PS5, Atari, the Genesis, Super Nintendo.
Dang.
Bummer.
You gotta play more video games.
You were so close.
No, actually, you
so
don't.
Close.
You're fine.
Oh, bummer.
You know what? Good luck with the dog. When you make a final decision, call us back or send us a text at the same number and let us know what you got.
Yeah, and send us a picture.
Yeah.
All right, I will.
Okay.
Thank you, Sarah. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
$1,500 for a puppy.
Insane.
You know, I didn't know how much Gretchen paid for Niles until a few months later. It was before we got to, before we moved in together, so I didn't even know. It wasn't my business.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you spent how much? And she got two of them.
Oh, God. Dylan wrote in and says, Pazlo is a good dog name for a doodle dog.
All right. I'll step aside. Stephanie, what do you think? Are you with me? That's kind of a dumb name, or you all like it all right?
My name is Apple.
So
your phone is breaking up
really.
I heard
very
Apple
badly.
Oh, no.
Put your.
Oh no! Let me move.
Yeah,
is
move
that
around. There, that's better.
Okay, what were you saying?
My dog's name is Apple, so I don't think I have any place.
Apple, little Apple. Yeah. What kind? What kind of dog?
He's a big doofus. He is like a. I'm not a fan. I'm a cat person as well. So he's a blue Weiler, so like a blue heeler Rottweiler mix.
You should have named him Doofus.
I don't ever call him by his name.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? I rarely call Niles Niles.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but it's okay. He was named after an Ohio State football player, Eli Apple, so...
Oh, I thought so.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Brutus would have been easier, but... You know.
That's a funny... I love funny dog and cat names, though. I absolutely love it.
Doofus is fantastic, man.
Our cat has, like, 9 names.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying with Niles. I never call him Niles.
Yeah.
My grandma had a cat for years and years, and the cat's name was Cheeseburger. It was a black and white cat. It doesn't even look like a cheeseburger.
If you call a cat by any name, that you have just as likely a chance of it walking over to you.
Exactly.
Oh, that's funny. Stephanie, let's play. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Oh, my gosh, getting my kids ready to go back to school.
That's hooray! Great, right? Dilly dilly. See you later.
I just dropped him off. I just got home. So.
Right on. So quiet and peaceful. House
They're not
is
doing
clean.
One of those BS things where they do a half day on the first day,
no,
are they?
That's what my kids
no.
are doing.
Nope. I don't see my son till 4, and I don't see my daughter till 3.
Oh, so great. Yeah, my kids go that's back next great. Tuesday, but it's a half day.
See, that's so stupid.
So stupid.
It's like, oh, that's we've got to break them in.
We have to
what?
Tiptoe into the school year.
No, you don't.
They've never been to school before.
Day, if anything, the first day of school, they should keep them till like 9 p.m.
It should be longer.
No,
yep.
I'm But I used to be a teacher, so, I mean, my heart goes out to them. I wouldn't want to keep them till 9.
Well, we don't want them.
Yeah, nobody wants them.
We don't want them at the house.
Oh, those little tax write-offs.
They're
so cute.
They're so adorable.
All right. For everyone who's on hold, stick around, even if Stephanie gets it, because we'll still want to come back and find out the highlight of your weekend. Who knows? Stephanie may get this. She may not. This is one we tried a couple of times last week. But we swear, Stephanie, get back in a good spot. Your phone's breaking up.
You're all crackly.
Quit moving around.
Put your arm in the air.
Put your opposite
hand in the air.
I'm standing against the window now.
Okay.
Good. No, don't move.
Okay.
10 seconds. Don't even breathe. 10 seconds. We want 5 U.S. states that begin with a vowel. This is not hard. There's a million of them. 5 U.S. states All right. that begin with a vowel. Ready? And go.
Oregon, Alabama, Arizona, Ohio, Iowa, Illinois.
We have a winner!
I was like, come on, you used to be a teacher. You got to get this.
No, I was an art teacher.
Oh,
no,
an art.
Oh, okay.
Oh, never mind then.
All over the country, so I would have been disappointed if I hadn't gotten it.
Yeah, that's good. You did a good job.
That's excellent.
Ooh, boy.
Well, there you go. Boy, you got a major win today. You dropped your kids off at school and you won Rattle Off.
Yes.
Good job, Steph.
You need to buy a lottery ticket or something. You're having a good day.
I mean, we could use it, so yeah.
Uh-huh. Hey, listen, if you will please stand by, and Josh will come back. He'll tell you about your prize, okay?
Yeah, not moving.
All right, hold on.
Okay, she's still up against the window. Well, a couple people dropped off, but Jenna stuck around. Hi, Jenna.
We're good.
Can you take us off your speakerphone real fast, please? Put us on your regular phone.
Jeez, you know the rules.
Come on, Jenna. You know
we
how
can't
this
hear
works.
You.
Go ahead.
There you are.
Wow.
Yeah.
So much
crystal
better.
Clear.
So we want to know, even though we gave the prize away, we are grateful that you stuck around to chat with your boys. Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah. I always listen to you every day.
Well,
aren't
you
the sweetest? Now you get to tell us what was the highlight of your weekend.
I went to Colorado Springs.
What'd you do down in the springs?
Oh, I spent with my friends and my mother-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah, but what did
that
you do?
Good.
Like, what was the highlight? What'd you do?
Oh, we're eating.
Eating?
Yeah.
What'd you eat?
We love to eat it's a Filipino food, like grilled fish, and then lumpia, like an egg roll.
Mm.
Like, you know, we always get together every time we have a great time, you know?
Yeah.
Mayo.
Sure.
And
yeah.
just pig out and gain some weight.
Does that food...
Oh, yes.
Does that food known for causing a lot of gas?
Mm. Not some of them, but as long as you're not eating too much, it's not going to cause us gas of it, you know?
No. Well, then I'd be out. Yeah. I'd have gas all weekend.
Who do you think would be the gassiest of that whole group? Who's more likely to fart in front of everyone?
It's
Who
Jenna.
Would that be?
It's Jenna.
Is it Jenna?
Maybe me, because I have a heartburn.
Because you have a what?
acid.
Oh, acid reflux.
Oh, like heartburn.
Heartburn. Acid. Gotcha, gotcha.
I thought you said you have heartworm. And I was like,
heartworm? No, they got pills for that. Well, Gassy Jenna, that's
Gassy
funny.
Gassy Jenna. Yeah, old GJ.
Uh-huh. Stinky Jenna.
Well,
oh my
listen.
God, I don't want to laugh.
Yeah, don't laugh. You might fart.
She might fart.
I know. Maybe you can hear it. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Roll the window down,
you're
Jenna.
Loud, huh?
I have a microphone in my...
Yeah, you have a mic in your butt. You might want to go see a doctor about that.
Oh, I like your style. You fit right in on this show, I'll tell you that.
How'd you get a microphone in there?
Well,
speaker, right?
That's part of the fun of going down to Colorado God. Springs, I guess.
No, I'm back in Denver now, so maybe I can go there.
Yeah,
maybe. Listen, we did get a winner already today, but I'm so glad you stuck around because we loved talking. Talking with you, so call us back tomorrow if you want to play. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Nice talking to you guys.
Yeah. Nice meeting you.
You
see
too,
you later.
Jenna. You are the best.
All right. Smell you later.
It's never a disappointment. The game rattle off with your.